Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 499 for Friday, July 31st. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were lower in volatile trading Friday morning. The most active November contract briefly rose above the key support level of $500 per ton in early trade before plunging through it soon after. ICE canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 lower, with the November contract checking in at $495 per ton. Losses in the U.S. soy complex put pressure on prices. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less desirable to domestic crushers and foreign buyers. However, word that China is buying canola lent support to the market. A concern about a drop in production in 2015-16 due to weather issues across the prairies was also bearish for values. Trading is expected to stay choppy today as investors try to position themselves in advance of the Canadian long weekend. The canola market will be closed on Monday, August 3rd. Generally favorable weather conditions across the prairies this weekend are expected to aid development of the crop. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 6 to 8 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $9.42 a bushel. Prices were weighed down on concerns the U.S. crop will be bigger than expected. The USDA is also reporting that China has canceled an order for 200,000 soybeans. While the cash markets remain strong, buying is lukewarm. Sales of 2015-16 soybeans are at their lowest pace since 2009. Corn was 1 cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.84 per bushel. Forecasts calling for drier weather in the U.S. Midwest were supportive for prices. End-of-month selling could be a feature, though, as funds hold a very large and long position right now. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange has pegged Argentina's corn crop at 26 million metric tons, which is 1 million more than the USDA's guess of 25 million. U.S. wheat was 1 due 3 cents higher, with the September contract at $5 per bushel. The Wheat Quality Council wrapped up its recent tour with a forecast of 49 bushels an acre for hard red spring wheat. Durum was pegged at 39.2 bushels an acre. Both of those predictions are slightly higher than last year's production numbers. A lack of fresh fundamental news means a rally will be hard to put together. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 31st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.